In the latest pod news, Asia Radio Today report on the creepy podcast that helped overthrow a government. The podcast is Korean and it's quite a story, including a live podcast with 500,000 people in the audience. The British Podcast Awards happened over the weekend. We link to a list of the winners. Of note, 13 of their 15 winners made it to the Apple Podcast charts the day after the awards. Jacobs Media released their Tech Survey 2018, a survey of radio superfans across North America. Caution therefore with the data, since it isn't reflective of the public as a whole. But slide 22 is good. Top three reasons why radio superfans don't listen to podcasts. 64% say, I'm just not interested. 23% say, I don't have time. And 21% say, I don't know how to do it. Maybe we're too keen to fix the 21% without really attracting the 64%. Radio Public launch Stations in their iOS app, a hand-selected service designed to surface more podcasts for people. Android users? Not yet. Radiotopia just wrapped up its East Coast tour. We link to a write-up of that. And some dubious data wrapped up as a bit of fun. The most popular podcast by US state, where most popular means most searched for on Google. Podcast host Pippa was contacted by another company offering to sell them a slot in the Apple Podcast charts over the weekend. They live tweeted it, and a reminder that our story only covered one such company. And The Guardian posts, in the golden age of television, can narrative podcasts compete? You'll find links to that and everything else at podnews.net.